Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I just want to start off this episode by saying something.
I want to ask Ryan a question first to start off. Ryan, who?
But I just, dude, look, this. You gotta let me speak.
All right, speak.
You're cutting me off first 10 seconds of the podcast.
Speak, bro. It sounds important.
All right, I just want to say thank you guys for the comments on last week's podcast episode video. Thank you guys.
For real.
Clapping it up for you guys. You guys commented a lot of really nice things. Honestly, the nicest comments I've ever read in my entire existence.
Like, they were so beyond thoughtful. Mm-hmm. I was laying down in bed, like, the night it released, just reading them.
What were you wearing?
Probably
anything?
Probably underwear, honestly.
Okay.
But that's how I sleep. And I was, like, almost, like, I felt pressure in my face. I didn't cry, but I felt like I was going to cry.
But was it different pressure from your, like, deviated septum?
No,
I was going to say, it could have been a sinus
thing. It was, like, emotional pressure behind my face.
Okay. Oh, shit.
And so I was like, you fucking stop.
Christina's laughing over there.
Just making fun of Grayson for no reason. What?
Guys, I was getting emotional. It was a good kind of emotional. I want to say thank you guys so much. Your comments and like, it just like, this podcast is turning into everything I wanted it to be. Like, it's an open conversation where we just have this support system here. We're all here to support each other. And I appreciate you guys for not judging us and for allowing us to speak openly with you.
I also want to say, I saw some comments saying that the podcast studio looked vibey. And we upgraded the vibes.
Yes.
I don't know if you can tell, we upgraded the vibes. The only thing is that stupid fucking air vent.
Yeah.
Fuck that air vent. It's sticking out like a sore fucking...
It looks fine.
It looks like the rectum of the room.
Yeah, but it's necessary, you know?
I guess everyone needs one.
The rectum essential. Is necessary, so...
It's essential.
Yeah. I do want to get it painted black, though. It'll be equivalent to like when you bleach your asshole.
All right, and also, okay, so I got this question, and I got to ask Ryan, who is Zozo because your hat says fuck Zozo?
And Grayson.
Wait, what?
Grayson,
that
says
2020.
That says 2020.
2020 in like a...
Oh, jeez.
Holy shit, he's dyslexic.
Does it even?
Yo, and here's the thing.
Okay, I could see a bit of a Z, but
I thought that
Grayson.
Little guy on your hat was Zozo.
I know we have a Zozo that's probably listening, honestly. If you think about it, there is a Zozo out there listening. Or there's Zoe and she goes by Zozo, or there's Zoe and he goes by Zozo.
Well, his name's Zozo now. The character is now Zozo.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, actually, fuck 2020. But also, thank you, 2020, for encouraging so much growth in me, because this year has been rough as dick. But I've grown a lot.
It's been a rough ride.
I said that.
This year's been a dick, and it's been a rough ride.
Yeah, it's been a hard ride on a dick. It hasn't. No. That's not what I meant. I meant to say
dick has been hard on.
Listen
us.
To this. Oh. Wait. Listen to this. Listen to this, and tell me if it sounds fair to you.
Okay.
So, Monsters, Inc., it's Monsters, Inc. season and Monsters University season. Those are the two best movies of all time.
It's Halloween time.
Yeah. And we're going to watch them, and we were talking about starting to watch them, me, Ethan, and Christina. Mm-hmm. And Ethan said, oh my God, I should be Sully for Halloween, and Christina should be Boo.
Okay.
And that's really cute. And then they told me that I need to be Mike Wazowski.
You do.
Bruh, that is the loneliest shit ever. I'm not just going to walk next to you as Mike Wazowski.
Bro, Mike Wazowski's awesome.
He is pretty.
Mike Wazowski's my favorite character of all time. But you guys are going to be Sully and Boo, and then I'm just Mike?
But Mike can see everything.
That's the ultimate third wheel costume.
And his eye is so big, he can see everything around him. So, like,
he has a lot of advantages.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be able to see because it's a costume.
Yes, but that's the point of it.
I can't wait till Grayson dresses up as Mike Wazowski.
I'm just going to be walking around like Mike.
That's how he walks. You already got it down.
And I've been practicing, and Ethan is going to be
Sully and Christina's going to be Boo, and that's going to be cute.
And next year we should be Minions and Grayson can be Gru. Can we all just follow him?
Grusin!
Oh, we should do that.
Grusin is very...
wait. That might be the move this
that's
year.
That's very funny. That's Yo. Very funny.
Doesn't no, no. So if you are Mike Wazowski this year, I promise you I will be a minion to your Grusin next
I'll be a,
year.
I'll deal. Be a minion too. I will.
Deal.
Yeah,
deal. In 2021, I will be Grusin and you guys will be my minions.
I love it. I'm
if,
down
if
for
I just
it.
Be Mike this year.
Fine.
Yeah, can I be young Mike from Monsters University?
Yeah, that makes sense. It's
guys,
still Mike.
Can I say something? I got a tweet today that honestly pissed me the fuck off.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know, I tweeted, you guys are fucking funny. Just to like...
Anyone?
Yeah, everyone. Because I saw a lot of funny stuff in my timeline. There was a really funny joke about Grayson. And someone said, also, did Larry unblock you yet? Haha. Just responded to my tweet, okay. You know? And I said, who's that? Because I don't know who the fuck that is.
Okay.
And then
SpongeBob?
The lobster.
That's what I thought they were talking about. But I was like, there's no way he has a Twitter. And then
there's no way he's real even.
Yeah. Either. And then I get a tweet from LARRI.
Los Angeles.
For some reason, it's verified. And they say, unblocking you just so I can say this. Your balls stank. Anyways, blocking you again. XOXO.
Does that person?
No, but that's when I put it together that it's talking about Larry.
Oh,
and I just want to say, Larry, stop acting like you know what my fucking balls smell like. Stop acting like I let you sniff my balls.
That's L.A. River Rail Industry.
That's what
Larry stands for.
Los Angeles Residential.
No, guys, it's
Reinformed Institution.
No, it's the TikToker.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe we should just have him on as a guest to clear things up.
I guess that could work.
Yeah.
Maybe if this podcast gets a notable amount of likes, we'll have Larry on as a guest.
I'm just saying he better not try to sniff my balls.
No, but
for some
reason
he knows what they smell.
He can
like.
Because right. There is room
let's
on
get,
the
let's
table.
Get real, let's get real here. Like on a deeper note, Larry is one of the coolest, most supportive friends that I have.
I love Larry.
And I will love him to the end of time.
I do love Larry.
He's a real one. He's like shown nothing but just love to me and is never like, you know, judge the shit I've been going through. He's just been like an amazing supportive friend.
That's good.
And out of nowhere, out of the blue, Larry will call me and just be, hey man, I just want to see how you're doing. Love you.
That's nice.
I don't got that many friends that do that. You know what I mean? And he's one of them.
Even I emotionally can't do that sometimes.
You just talk like you're from New Jersey.
Yeah. I picked up Jersey slang and it's not going away, but I like it. But whatever, we can't. I'm trying to stay on track here. I think Larry would be a great guest on this podcast because he has like a crazy story and not that many people know that about him because he's just like, he has these like crazy high energy comedy videos, but like on the real, one of the coolest people I've ever met. With, I mean, I haven't really even gotten into like his whole backstory and everything like that, but
I would love that.
Yeah, it's like it's a wild ride, and to see him finding so much success is just like it's so awesome.
Yeah, and then another thing about Larry is like he's extremely funny, and that's the only side that people really get to see to him. Like I've had the deepest of deep conversations with Larry.
Yeah.
And he said he's down to do one on the podcast. So
that'd be
really fun.
Fantastic.
I want to start having guests too. That'd be really fun.
Yeah.
I guess we'd say as long as there's no ball sniffing, then let's just do it.
Fun. Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Also, anyways is not a word. It just has no S at the
Love
end.
Love you, Larry.
It. It's just anyway, but
yeah. I can do it. Anyways.
No,
I can't. That's okay.
Is this table all the way
up? Dude, I don't know why. I just like.
Can you crank the light? Is it all the way up?
You can turn the light up.
Whoa. I just wanted to flex.
I didn't know that.
You knew everybody said the studio was vibey. I just wanted to show you guys how vibey.
You knew I would react to that.
Damn.
I always get it from the light.
I'm like just so grateful for this studio. Like looking around at it, it turned out way better than I thought it was. It used to be in a smaller room. Now it's in a bigger room.
Would it have worked in the smaller room? No. I don't think it actually. Now looking at the way that the table is, I don't know how much room we would have had at all.
Like, we got a TV in here, only TV in the house, and it's in the studio.
That is pretty important since there's only one.
Yeah, I don't know.
What does it do?
I think it's a security monitor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just monitoring Mondo.
Yeah.
Because he looks shady.
Well, we caught a skunk on the security cameras, and he lives right under this room.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's a resident.
Christina woke me up 2 nights ago freaking out because she thought that someone was in our bathroom.
Oh, no.
And it was just a skunk under our bathroom.
Like on the floor?
He's loud.
Yeah, but I don't know what to do about it because I'm vegan. I'm not going to like trap the guy. I'm not going to move him. Because here's the thing. He belongs here.
No,
you know what I mean?
Not our house.
No, he does because we plopped the house here, bro. We're humans.
We didn't put it here,
We're
though.
Supposed to be running around the jungle.
Yeah.
Nude.
Why can't
We're not supposed to be in houses like this. Right. We've just advanced.
Obviously,
this is society.
Obviously, I'm vegan. Love animals, but I do think that the skunk Why doesn't he just live in the backyard in the woods?
Should we make him a skunk house?
Why don't you make him some sort of like village or something? Mm-hmm. You know, and
the skunk house.
Can I show you guys something?
Yeah.
I know we're changing topics a lot, but I just
want to get back to the skunk though.
But I just want to show you something real quick.
Yeah. I'm nervous. Oh, look at who it is.
Okay, dream guest on the podcast.
Mr. Beet Juice.
Beet would be our dream guest. Yeah. Dream guest.
That would be unreal. You have one too.
We love Beet.
You would never see me smiling more if he was here. And I mean that on everything.
Bro,
and I mean that.
My life would be made. We have 7 Beetlejuice miniature statues around our house. And we in every room. We got to have his energy there.
That's one of the first things that we realized we were like friends because one of us brought up Beetlejuice and one of us said, Beetlejuice as in
Lester Green.
And
he
I was
has
like,
a cult and I'm in it.
And I was like, yeah. And most people used to think Beetlejuice as the movie, mm-hmm. but now with TikTok, Beetlejuice
Beet came up.
He did come up.
Can I tell you guys a love story involving Beet?
Yes.
Low-key, Beet is responsible for Christina and my relationship.
That is okay.
I'm not even kidding. We bonded over Beet.
Wait. You did too, huh? Look
we would that. Send each other Beet memes. And that was like when I was like too afraid to text her about just like random stuff because I was like, shit, is she not going to respond to me again?
You sent her one of these.
I would send her a Beet meme and she would always respond. So it kept the combos going.
So that was bread and butter. That's interesting to think.
He's like Cupid.
Yeah.
He is.
To me, he is.
Yeah. Cupid Juice.
Cupid Juice.
He's my Fitzbo. He's jacked.
He is. And the tattoos are hard.
He's tough as fuck.
He's got those hard tattoos.
His boxing form is so good. All right, man. I'm a fanboy of Beet.
Me too.
I am.
I've watched way too much content of him.
I'm not even kidding. I might get his face tattooed on me. And that's
I told you. I told you both that I would get the cartoon one on me.
Someone has a Beetlejuice portrait on their arm and it looks so cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
And I'm like kind of down.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Also, dude, I want full body tats.
My mom told me,
calm down, because you shouldn't make an impulsive decision on tattoos because mm-hmm. they're permanent.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
they are, yeah.
The ones after 1 year, they come.
No, the ones on your arm are there forever.
Did you know? Wait, so you mean that this one?
No. You're
this blob right here on me is on there forever.
It's not gonna fall off.
But what if I?
If you rub it hard enough, it'll come off.
It'll come if you rub it right off.
It'll get off if I rub it hard enough?
The dick.
What?
No, this is my arm. No, I'm just going to laser. I think I'm just going to laser it.
Just even lasers everything off again to redo them.
No,
wait, you're going to laser your dick?
Look at it. Look, it's actually coming off.
I'm confused
off,
as to what's going on right
I'm
now.
I'm getting laser tattoo removal on this one. I have another appointment next week. But after the first session, it's coming off.
I was going to say, yeah, it's already making
that
some
was packed progress. In black right there. And yeah. That ink is coming out.
When's the last time you did the thing?
Laser?
Yeah, it's a couple weeks
ago.
Right?
No, like a month ago, over it's a month ago.
Not bad.
Yeah.
But
full body tats.
Yeah. I just want to. I just don't know what to start with. What's going on? I'm talking too loud? Yeah. All right. I get it, guys.
It's okay.
You always do. You scream in the mic.
It's all right.
No one appreciates it.
I didn't mean to.
It's just passion.
All right. I'm sorry for blowing your eardrums out if I did. But I do want full body tats and I don't know. I'm gonna give it a Beet.
Nice.
Full juice, and then I'm gonna.
What do you think if about I that? Get
a, yeah, I think that you got to take it slow because I fucked up and I got a tattoo that I'm getting removed right now. You don't want to get into that situation.
But I know the style that I want and mm-hmm. like.
That's something that I didn't know.
That's something he didn't know. Yeah.
What you showed me.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is. It is.
I'm gonna do it. I think it looks fantastic.
Start with one arm.
But I.
Yeah.
For my entire life. Art has like consumed me and it's always been a passion of mine. Any form of art. Like I got really into drawing when I was really young. That's how it started. Then I'd make like clay figures and stuff like that.
Didn't know any of this.
And then I would make videos. We started videos and I would like learn how to edit them and stuff with my sister when I was really little.
A lot of stop motion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like videos for storytelling, that kind of stuff. And then after that I got into building. And now I'm like really, really into architecture and interior design.
Right.
And like tattoos also are just another form of art. And like I myself am just so obsessed with art in every form that I want it on me. You know what I mean? I think that's a good perfect addition to me as a being. Like, art is my thing. I can't.
No, I feel it. We all have them for a reason, I think. So, like, we're on your team. We're on your side, dude. Yeah,
this is the sleeve side, though. Do you ever feel like, since we're sitting over here, since, like, we're teaming up on Grayson sometimes?
Yeah.
Sometimes he needs to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Well, I just feel like the king. I feel like the king over here.
Just keep doing this to you.
You guys are down on the stoop, on the lower.
Once you get arm tats, you can come over here.
Yeah, get a full sleeve and then talk to us. His whole.
I will get covered in literally a month.
I know you will.
I will.
Yeah, I know you will.
Probably shouldn't challenge him to that.
And the thing is, Mondo, I met Mondo because he worked with with Drew.
Yeah.
And he could set me up to get fully covered.
Is that true?
That's true.
Okay, yeah. So
I will do it in like a month.
I need to finish my sleeve.
I feel like you won't do it, it's okay. That's just me.
Yeah, I feel like
because I know that he'll back out of it last second. But other than that, I am excited for you to start it. That's all I'll say. So, you know,
if you do start, I'm excited about
it. Obviously, if he does, yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm not kidding. Set me up tomorrow.
Look what I just did. This is dude.
He's gonna do it. Tomorrow.
He's gonna do it. Tomorrow.
I'm gonna get a sternum piece tomorrow,
bro.
And guess what? I don't even know what it's gonna be right now.
Yeah, I'll cry.
But I'm gonna figure it out.
Are you actually gonna get a sternum piece?
Yeah, 100%.
All right. Well, tomorrow we're going to San Diego, so maybe this week get the sternum piece. I challenge you to get a sternum tattoo this week
because you wanted it last time we got tattooed, right, so you know them, it's on your mind.
Show them all your sternum right now to prove that you don't have it right now, and then next week's episode you're gonna have to have a sternum piece. So let's see it.
Let me. Okay, that's what the. That scared me so much, dude. I didn't expect that.
I like ate a lot, so like I don't have abs at all right now, so I'm doing the opposite.
It's okay. Really? Yeah, it looks good.
You still have abs?
You still actually have abs there, which is funny.
All right, so that's
I've been working out a lot. Maybe the only
thing I see on that sternum is a birthmark and some hair.
Yeah.
Do I have one?
Yeah, a little freckle.
It's a beauty mark. This comes after birth.
That's getting covered up, though, isn't it? The beauty mark's gone if you get the, okay, good, smart for the monetization and stuff. That's smart.
That's where it's going to go.
It looks weird.
I want something on my sternum that represents family.
Okay.
Like, I think for like the Dolans. So I'm thinking about what that could be because I don't know.
I know what you're saying. It's just like close to your
something,
heart.
Something I always have is my family. And like, I kind of got in a weird situation where I was like distant with my family. And it was honestly the worst feeling I've ever experienced in my life. And I wanted it for far too long. So I want one that represents family, what family means to me, and it literally is everything. So
that's good.
I think that's like, and it's like in my center.
Yeah. You know? I like that actually. Jokes aside, I actually like that.
Oh, I don't know if we told you this yet.
Mm.
Sorry.
What the heck are you doing?
You good?
I'm sniffling.
Yeah, you are.
We gotta get a
I don't
sniffle.
Know what I got sniffles for.
We gotta get a sniffle button.
We can get a sniffle counter and just, you know, how many sniffles have you had so far, you think?
Oh, dude. Who's gonna be editing that?
Well,
it's gonna take too long.
Put the dip. Come on, dude.
No, I'm not.
God.
I don't want to put Mondo through that.
Oh, what did you not tell me?
I haven't told you yet. Grayson and I made a handshake agreement.
Okay.
That we are going to buy a house in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Before 2021.
I believe it.
So we have like 3 months.
Yeah, but for you, that's like 2 days.
We have 3 months and a lot of renovations to go here. So that means we're going to have to make a lot more money than we planned on in order to buy a house.
Okay.
So I don't know how we're going to do it, but we shook on it. And
well, the thing is, we're not getting an expensive house.
Yeah.
I want to get like a barn with a bunch of land and just make it livable.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's almost a tiny home vibe, but it's just super like you live with the.
When you say a barn, I picture just a gigantic thing. Like, do you mean like?
Or not a barn, or like a cottage, or just something really chill.
Yeah.
Not expensive, not a flex. Something for me and for my soul, because like. Part of me is in Jersey, and it's always going to be there. So every time I go home, I get like in touch with that half of me, and it makes me, I think, a better person.
We got into
I want to. Yeah, man. When you get cut off,
he's barning it up over
five
there.
Times in a row. It comes out as a moan.
Yeah.
The last time.
Oh wait, I'm on your. I can't. So I'm. Stop.
You stop talking.
Because I'm on.
Let
his,
me talk.
All right, go ahead.
No, I don't know what I was going to say.
Barn.
I just feel like really in touch with who I am when I'm in Jersey.
Yeah.
And I think that every 5 weeks, every 6 weeks, it'd be nice to get back to Jersey, be in my own environment, get a little reset, and then come back out here hungry and ready to go and ready to accomplish my goals.
No, I think it's smart.
Like, I can't stay in Jersey because the lifestyle there is a little bit too slow for me and for what I want at the moment and the things I'm trying to make and the goals I'm trying to achieve.
Yeah.
But like, it's essential and like, allowing me to sustain myself and my mental health, my health, just like my relationships with my family. Like I need to be there more often. So having a hub there would be nice. Cause last time we were there, we landed with like a bunch of people, and they were like, Ma, can we stay in the house? We all slept on the floor, and like we were all over my mom's shit. And right. so, not that my mom isn't welcoming, it's just I don't want to be all over her life when I go there. You know what I mean?
That's
so,
good.
So I think it'd be nice to have my own spot.
That's next step, right?
I mean, and also want to get married there. So,
you just dropped that out.
That's another location thing you're gonna have to figure out.
I'm location scouting.
Okay, so you want to get married? Would you get married on your own land?
I want to in New Jersey.
You know, in order to get married, you have to have a wife or like a fiance.
I'm working on something.
All right, hey, okay. give him some time. You know, give him some time.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I will say though, just to touch on that.
I'm just kidding.
You just do it for 10 minutes.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Something that I realized spending time in Jersey now is like, I didn't appreciate it when I was growing up at all. I guess it's like impossible to appreciate your hometown because it's all you know when you're growing up.
Yeah.
But I like to abide by this rule that I kind of came up with myself for myself.
Okay.
Which is spend enough time in Jersey to miss L.A., mm-hmm. And then spend enough time in LA to miss Jersey.
Smart.
So I think you think that this, it's your turn to talk, but it's not.
This, I think the rule should be spend enough time in Jersey.
It's my rule for myself.
To need you're to changing, go back to LA.
He changed his rule.
You changed my rule. Thank you.
I didn't even fucking change anything. I don't
you
know what
altered.
I was just being an asshole. I'm sorry. I was so bad. I'm an awful podcaster. Fuck my dick.
Get out. Yeah.
Get out. Just leave.
All right, Grayson just left.
Just leave.
Everybody.
If I'm done with this.
We have such a wide angle that you could probably see him where he is. It's fine, dude. Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry. I'm getting used to this.
Just put beat there.
Yeah.
It's only our 35th episode.
Put
sorry,
beat
getting used to
on this. The camera, honestly. And no, you're. I think that's smart though because. You never will get tired of going to that place, so I feel like it'll be something in your mind that always has you motivated.
That's
so.
One of those things, too, that you don't really realize is, like, I don't know, kind of detrimental to your mental health.
It is, yeah.
When you're in one spot for too long, sometimes, like, things can just start to feel like everything's going wrong or, like, you just, like, I don't know what the problem is. Like, what's going on? Like, everything's normal, but I'm just, like, not as happy as I should be.
Yeah.
I find whenever I feel like that, it's because of spent too much time in the same place.
No, I think
you need to travel. You have to realize that the world is bigger than you think it is because then your problems become smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think humans are just naturally curious too and they want to like get out and see new things.
You got to feed the curiosity.
Yeah.
I think so.
So, yeah, and we got into a weird space kind of, you know, this past year. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole year has kind of just been fucked up for us. But
hey, Zozo, right?
Yeah, fuck Zozo.
Fuck Zozo.
We're not a big fan
Zozo
of that.
Zozo fucked me up.
Dude, that's the...
They really did.
I don't even want to say 2020 because I don't want to give that respect.
Yo, Zozo is the funniest thing ever. I really just fully processed the fact that people are going to be saying like "fuck Zozo" now, and that's amazing.
Yeah, we really fuck Zozo. Zozo fucked me up.
Right,
and
sorry.
You know what she did?
What?
I don't know. At one point during Zozo, I got into like a weird like mental state because we were renting that house, and then we had the break in.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Fuck!" Like. And that was after we bought this house.
Yep.
And we planned on building a second floor in this house. And then it was taking forever to get permits. So we were like, well, we can't stay at this house anymore because someone just tried to break in because people know where we live.
Multiple times.
Yeah. So we have to go to our other house, but wait, our other house isn't ready yet. The security isn't ready yet there.
Yeah.
Maybe we need a gated community. So then we looked at gated communities and we saw all these mansions and gated communities in Calabasas.
Yeah.
And Grayson and I, for some reason, were like, let's get a mansion. Like, that's going to solve all of our problems.
I think we're just being douchebag YouTubers.
We were. We were. And that's what it'll do to you, I guess. But it was definitely like I wanted to purchase a house for like an enemy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wanted to prove people wrong.
Right.
People in my hometown, that's where my head went. I'm like, they saw me leave at 15 and they're like, oh, you're going to, so many people are like, when Vine dies, you're going to be.
Yeah, you're going to fail. You're going to be nothing. Right.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'll show you with this mansion.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not me. You know what I mean?
It's actually the opposite. That would be for
them.
Yeah,
the house wouldn't be for me. It would literally be for them.
Mm-hmm. And they're not coming. You got to learn.
And they're not coming to the fucking house. You know what I mean?
But he's right.
Exactly.
You got to learn it.
Yeah.
First house is for your.
I was going to say that. Shut up. And then.
Oh, wait. That was a.
I told you.
But I'm setting it up.
That was good.
Setting it up.
I like the finger point. That's good.
And then we go back to Jersey, and we're spending some time there during quarantine.
Yeah.
After we get in contract with the house in Calabasas.
Right.
Which was a mansion. And we were about to close on it. And then we were like, you know what? After spending like a month in Jersey, we're like, I think we thrive in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just buy a house here. So we went and we looked for the biggest house that we could get, but for cheaper because it's in Jersey,
right.
California. So we're like, let's get a house bigger than the mansion in Calabasas, but in Jersey for cheaper because that's a smarter decision, right? So we went and we looked, we found a house for like X amount cheaper.
Yeah.
And it was enormous. It looked presidential. Yeah, there was a helicopter landing pad at the house and all this stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, that's common.
And it was like 15 minutes from my mom's house. It was pretty close.
Yeah. Just the helipad.
And I was like, oh, this is cool. You know what I can do? Like, I was pretty lonely around that time, just like friends-wise. I didn't have a lot of friends. I hadn't seen them in a while. That's what quarantine will do to you as well.
Yes.
And I was like, if I get this house, all my friends from Jersey and then all my friends from LA can come stay. There's going to be enough room for everybody where we don't have to live on top of each other, but we can have this house together.
Right.
And I was like, let's get a basketball court there. I already pictured like 10 of my friends that I could be playing basketball with. And I was like, the pool's going to be great. There's like a snowboarding slope. We'll get a ski lift at the house. Like, I was like planning it all out in my head. And then we got in contract with that house.
Yeah.
And we were going to buy that house. And you know, I wasn't really buying the house for myself again. I was buying it for my friends.
Yeah.
I was like, I want my friends to come, and so I don't have to be lonely here.
Right.
But, like, it wasn't for me. What am I going to do there when I'm alone when they're not there?
Because
that's what I'm going to be doing majority of the time. And then, you know, we own this house all along, but the permits weren't going through with the second floor, and I was like, so it was kind of just fucked out of my mind. I was like, we're not moving into that house. And then we came back to LA and we decided to stay here for a little bit.
Yeah.
Got security at this house and got everything like fully rigged up and shit. So we were like, okay, let's move in. We'll see how it is. And I loved it. You know what I mean? It was significantly smaller than the other two houses. It was half the square footage of the one in Jersey.
It's more you.
It's way more us. And this house is for me.
Yep.
I have my close friends here. I have my girlfriend here. And
that was
I
nice
love
you
it.
To call me that, but thank you. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Like my close friends, like Christina.
Christina's here also as well. That's
my
awesome.
Girlfriend.
Thank you. For that. Yeah.
And yeah, so and then I heard a quote, strangely enough, after
from
this whole entire thing from Grayson because he watches this tiny home YouTube channel.
Of course.
And that's what is his name?
Bryce Langston.
Yes.
I don't think it's his quote, but he said it in a video. And Grayson
said,
Ethan, look at this. I got it.
Let me say
He should be able to say it if he told
the
you.
Quote,
so the quote is that you buy your first house for an enemy, your second house for a friend, and your third house for yourself. And literally before we moved into our first home,
before we actually bought them and fucked ourselves over,
we went through the whole process. We got under contract in a house that was for our enemy. It was like, oh, this big fancy flex. Then the second house was like, oh, we can have all our friends here for a friend. Fell through. Third house, we're here, and it's just, you know what? This is us.
Feels right, yeah.
And literally, after I heard that quote, it was right before we started making renovations. I kept that in mind, and I was like, do everything for you.
Yeah.
Don't do anything to accommodate your friend. Don't do anything to flex on your enemy. This house is yours, and it's for you.
Yeah.
And so that's how I've been going about these renovations. Like, I'm like, you know what? I want a green tiled bathroom because green's my favorite color. I'm just going to do it. It's
right.
For me. I'm in there every day.
Yeah.
And because we didn't spend all of our money on the other two larger houses, we saved money and we're doing renovations here and we're customizing it and making it our own. It's awesome. I just want to say,
hey, wait, what did mom fucking tell you though? Don't talk about money on this fucking podcast.
But it's good.
I'm not talking about money. I just want to say one thing.
I'm just making sure.
I just want to say one thing to everybody listening.
He just wants to say one thing though.
Everybody listening, you guys got us here into this house.
Yes.
And gave us the freedom to create whatever we want of this house.
Wow.
And do all these renovations and everything and really make it our own. And I just want to say thank you for supporting us, watching our videos,
listening to the podcast.
It is wild watching this getting finished too, because it does feel more real, like being here now for sure. 100%. Mm-hmm. This all feels very real.
I don't know. It's humbling to think back to where it started and we're here. Yeah, now. And it's all because of you guys.
I put myself in my shoes when I was 15.
Put yourself in your shoes.
Well, you were in your shoes still.
Yeah.
You literally have shoes on.
Yeah, I got a new one since then. Like, I put myself in my 15-year-old shoes.
Okay.
And just thinking about all my enemies saying oh, you're going to fail and stuff. And I had so many supporters at the same time.
We have no enemies.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't. I don't hate anyone. I want to say that too.
I believe that too.
Hating people, where does that get you?
Stressed.
Exactly. Wishing negative on someone. You're not going to feel good if you gain from someone's loss. You never will. Nope. So wish that everybody does great, even if you think that they're your enemy, because.
And you learn that as you get older too. It's one of those things that just happens. You know, you just start to go, what am I even wasting my time with this for? Because it doesn't need it.
So back in my 15-year-old self's shoes, all those people trying to tell me that I was going to fail and me wanting to prove them wrong, I realized that I had supporters at the same time. And you know, why not have a house where we can customize a room that we can share with everyone who supported us? You know what I mean? That's what this room is to me. And that's why I love it so much. It's literally like my favorite room in the house. I mean, it's the only done room right now, but I fucking love being in here.
It's very personal in here.
There's something special about this being the first completed room in the house.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think of it like that, but it
is. We know not one other room in the house is completed besides this podcast.
There's probably a reason for it too, which is cool.
We're like, we got to prioritize this.
You guys did it. You did. Because I was like, okay. And then it's done. So, okay.
Yeah.
You guys did it.
The guys worked really hard.
They did.
I'm really appreciative of them. They painted this black today.
Looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's a nice, like I said to Christine, I was like, it's a nice shade of black. I know it sounds weird, but just like, it's a very aesthetically pleasing. It's a matte.
It's like so much warmer.
Dark.
You know, shout out to people named Matt, too. It's a good name.
It's cozy in here.
It's cozy is a good word. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be fun when we have guests on, too, because I don't want it to be some like intimidating, like, news show.
Yeah.
I want it to look like we're just chilling in a room at the house.
Yeah. That's all it is, honestly.
And that's what I feel like with these cozy black walls.
Yeah. I love it. Love it. Love the vibes.
Man, I could literally talk forever on this podcast. Yeah. I need it. That's the thing about this podcast is I need it.
Yeah. As long as you don't scream forever, then that's
good. That's true, so. Yeah.
But I do need this podcast. And that's why we started it in the beginning too. That was another reason. It was like we want to have open conversations, but also want to be able to talk.
Yeah.
And say the things that I can't in my YouTube videos. And, you know, we're making like vlogs now. So it's just like, that's not fitted for, you know, long conversations.
Right.
But this is awesome. And so grateful to have people that actually listen to us. How crazy is that? But for real, there's people that listen to our conversations.
For like 40 minutes. That's a long time. I don't even listen to own
conversations. I don't feel like I'm just talking to you guys.
Yeah.
No. To say that would be like a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to make a promise to everybody, since this is just our second episode for video.
Done how many? Like 30 plus.
This will be our 34th.
So we've been doing good.
Assuming that we have some new people watching now that we're on YouTube.
True.
I just want to make a promise to everybody listening. We will never lie to you guys. Everything that'll leave our mouths is the full truth.
Yeah.
There's no point in lying. There's no growth. You got to tell yourself the truth if you want to take a step forward.
I mean, what's hidden in the dark will always come to the light.
Exactly.
There's no way to keep those skeletons in your closet.
So, I just want to say that we will tell you guys the truth 100% of the time, and that is what we have done on this podcast, and that is what we'll continue to do.
Yeah.
Nothing that you hear us say is a lie.
Also, positivity-wise, you guys had some cool ideas, and I think you should share them.
Yeah. Just because of fucking Zozo.
Yeah.
And how this year has been unfortunately negative. You know, it has given us a lot of opportunity to grow, but it has been negative. You know, that's a fact.
Yeah.
I want to just start doing some more positive things. And that's all inspired by you guys. Like literally my timeline on Twitter, my Instagram tags and comments, everything that you guys share is like so positive and inspiring that I want to be more involved. And I also want to give you guys more credit for the amazing things that you're doing, because I know you guys are all great people.
And the comments on this podcast.
Yes. Yeah,
which we look at them. We do.
I want to give you guys more props and notoriety.
Yeah, kind of highlight it, right? Like highlight.
I like the amazing things that you guys are doing in your lives. Yeah. So we had this idea for you guys, and don't think of it as bragging because it's not. People like flexing is bragging. Yeah. This is just sharing something good to make, I think, the world better, and also just keep this supportive community growing, because that's what we're here to do on this podcast. Do you want to explain? You had the hashtag, right?
Yeah. If you guys want to be shouted out, we want to recognize everything that you guys are doing to make a positive change on this planet while you're here. I feel like that's the most important thing that you could possibly do.
Yep. You remember the hashtag?
I remember the hashtag. The hashtag is spread positivity.
All right, cool.
We're going for it.
Fully.
So,
yeah, and it's not to promote our new clothing line coming out. I'm not even kidding. It just makes sense. And it's just kind of ironic, which I'm also really excited for you guys to see these garments, because they're cozy. They look great. I'm not going to plug, because everybody's going to think I'm just trying to plug right now, but I'm not going to plug. I just think it's really important to take a second to be proud of yourself.
No, for sure.
I find myself discrediting myself a lot for things that I've done in the past that I was really proud of myself for at the time. And it's important to think back on those moments, because it motivates you for the future, because you're like, oh, I can feel that way again.
Yep.
So take a second out of your day to be proud of yourself, and let us know what you did to make a positive change, to spread some positivity that you are proud of yourself for doing.
Yeah.
And we want to recognize that, because it makes me feel good when I see people doing positive things as well.
So tell us your story about how you spread some positivity, use the hashtag spread positivity, and we're going to be looking through tweets, Instagram posts, comments on here on this podcast, and we're going to highlight your stories, because they deserve to be.
Right.
It's needed. Yeah, and it's not boastful. You guys deserve to be proud. Everybody deserves to be proud of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love it.
I'm excited to read some stuff.
Me too.
Yeah. I think on that note, we could wrap this episode, right?
Yeah. Let's make upgrades like slowly to the studio every single episode.
Yeah, I like
it. I think we have to get on custom mugs.
Oh, I would like mugs.
I drink coffee a lot.
I have that'd be cool. Podcast, do you have mugs?
I think like Matt Black.
We need custom coasters.
Oh, Matt Black would match the, yeah.
Matt Black, with
deeper
in that light, really light blue that it's
I knew what you were thinking. You guys you're so on the same page. So funny. I would love that. So,
but yeah. All right, guys. Well, do you guys think we said enough?
I think so.
Okay.
I think we did a good job. I think maybe one more of these.
Yeah, bro. Stop.
No.
Okay, why does podcast video make me a little nervous? You know what I mean? It's fine. I'll get
no.
Because it's only our second episode.
How about this? Stop it.
Okay.
Stop being nervous.
And how about that?
Instead of being nervous, I'm just going to be Mike Wazowski.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. Right, well, I love you all.
Like the episode if you guys want us to...
Well, we gave him. What did we say before?
Oh, hey, Larry.
Larry.
Yes, Larry on.
Yeah.
And keep doing good. We're proud of you guys.
Yeah. Love you guys.
You're the best. We'll see you guys next episode.